In a river delta near the city of Mobile, an Alabama news reporter has discovered wreckage of what may be the last American slave ship. Abnormally low tides following that bomb cyclone a few weeks ago that hit the East Coast exposed what could be the long-lost remains of the Clotilda. Joining me now from Mobile, Alabama, is Ben Raines. He's the Alabama.com reporter who discovered the shipwreck. Ben, welcome to On Point. Great to have you.
Thank you, Jane.
So tell us about the Clotilda and why it's significant.
So this was the last American slave ship, and it actually came in 52 years after it was made illegal to import new slaves into the country. Slavery was still legal, but you were not allowed to bring slaves in. And so an Alabama riverboat captain and plantation owner made a bet that he could actually sneak a load of slaves in under the twin federal forts that guard the mouth of Mobile Bay. And, you know, it's a fairly wretched bet. But then he set out to do it and actually accomplished it.
Mm. So it arrived in Mobile. I think it had as many as 160 slaves on it.
110.
110. Okay, good. Thank you. And federal authorities caught wind of this illegal venture. And what happened?
Well, so the riverboat captain had stayed here. He hired another captain to go to Africa and bring them back. And he actually bought a ship to do this for $35,000, which in 1860 was an incredible amount of money. So when the ship came back, he knew he was being followed. He knew the feds were looking for him. The plan had been to bring the ship to his plantation, which is on a river, and offload the slaves. Instead, they snuck it in at night, and they actually used different river channels to sneak around the port of Mobile. They got up into the delta, which is a huge, vast swamp system. You know, think Okefenokee Swamp. And they offloaded the slaves under cover of night, and then they lit the ship on fire to destroy the evidence of their crime, because, you know, slave ships were notorious, but they smelled terrible. They just, you can imagine, with the crew, there were 125 people on this boat for months. So the slaves were then left in the swamp for 2 weeks while the plantation owner figured out where to take them, because he didn't want to get caught with them. So, you know, it was this really horrific end for these folks who were then enslaved for 5 years. But of course the Civil War happened, and after that they were free, and the story takes another turn there. You know, the end of the Clotilda being burned there in the swamp was actually the beginning of a community called Africatown. All these slaves suddenly freed first asked Timothy Mayer, the steamboat captain who had kidnapped them and brought them here, to send them home back to Africa. And he refused. So they then appealed to the U.S. government, which also refused, arguing you're not listed as slaves because they weren't in the registries that were kept of slaves back then. You know, as property, they were labeled and things. And so they wouldn't even give them the proverbial 40 acres and a mule. So these captives actually, you know, some had trades they'd learned as slaves, blacksmithing stuff. They saved up some money together and actually bought a parcel of land from the plantation owner and made a community called Africatown, where they spoke their own language, you know, made their own schools, and lived apart as an enclave unto themselves. And it's that community is still there. Some of the descendants of these people brought aboard the Clotilda still live there.
Mm, what an incredible story. The hunt for this ship has inspired numerous searches over the years. Tell us how this ship was discovered.
Well, I'm a history buff, and I love a good mystery. And so I decided to look for it last fall. And I began by searching through the historical record to see what, you know, kind of the lay of the land, what had happened. And I found a number of things that, as an investigative reporter, really didn't make sense to me. And a lot of those things led all these other searchers to look in the wrong place. And they were also looking for the wrong size ship. So I, you know, had hunches about all that stuff, but then I did something else, and I started calling a lot of old-timers, including a man whose grandfather first bought property up in the Delta, like you could only get to this place by water, by boat. He was born in 1881, and so this family has had this property for a long time. I asked this guy, I said, do you happen to know where the Clotilda is? And he smiled and said, I think I do. And he told me to go to this very specific location. And I'd been there many times before fishing. but never on the kind of low tide we had during the big storm. So I knew January, we always have our lowest tides, and I had planned from the very start that I was going to look for it during those low tides in January. They were actually much lower than normal thanks to the bomb cyclone. I found it the first day on the water that I went to look for it, and it was a stunning moment.
Wow, what was your reaction when you saw it?
You know, I was exhilarated at first, and then as I you know, studied the wreck and checked off the different historical items I knew to look for, things like threaded nuts and bolts, which weren't in use yet, and things like that, and I realized, okay, this ship is from the 1800s. This thing
wow.
is old.
Wow.
Then it became a sort of a more sobering thing, and I realized this is going to be a really powerful thing for many, many people. Mm. One of the things that helped me fully understand that was right before I went to look for it, about a week before, there was an episode of Finding Your Roots, the PBS show with Professor Henry Yates, and they had a man on there named Questlove, who is the drummer for the Roots, the Jimmy Fallon house show or Tonight Show house band.
Yeah.
And he was on there. And during the course of the show, they revealed to him that he descended from someone brought aboard this very ship.
Oh my goodness.
Then they showed him a picture of the man and said, "That's your great, great, great grandfather." Questlove stares at him for a minute and says, "Those are my eyes." And sure enough, they were. I mean, it was like looking at a picture of Questlove, looking at this man who lived 150 years ago. And just seeing the emotion it brought to him really educated me in, like, the significance of this find, if this is proven to be the ship.
We just have about 30 seconds left. Tell us how this important piece of history will be protected.
Well, what I hope is that, you know, the archaeologists are getting to work on it now. They're securing permits. I hope that they're able to prove it's the ship and we're able to pull it up out of the water, build a museum in Africatown, and display this incredible piece of our nation's history for everybody to come see.
I sure hope so. What a story. Ben Raines, thank you very much. Reporter for Alabama.com. He discovered the long-lost wreckage of what may be the Clotilda, last slave ship to bring human cargo to
us. Everybody listening to check out the story and watch the video. It's very powerful.
Ben, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.